Good morning, guys. Please turn your Bible to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12. I like to ask my son Elijah to read Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12. Go ahead, buddy. All right, thank you, buddy. The scripture says, "And you are not to fear what they fear, or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you shall regard as holy, and he shall be your fear." That's what God's word says. You know, Satan wants us to be in captivity. He wants us to be slaves. Our great king, he wants us to be free. He wants us to be, he has redeemed us so we would walk as free men today and every day of our lives. That is the great news of the gospel, that we are set free. Is that great? Is that exciting? Isn't it wonderful to be in Christ? We are no longer in bondage. We have been set free. Today is truly a great day in Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, then we will go to Isaiah chapter 62. Almighty God and Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor for the blessing of being brought out of darkness and into his glorious light, to be sons, to have fellowship with you. Lord, you have done marvelous things in our lives. Lord, we thank you for this fellowship of these great men. You are raising up a resurrected army throughout the world. So set this world on fire, to turn it upside down. Lord, we thank you for the great message. We thank you for coming to indwell in us. You are with us. We are never alone. We have nothing to fear, because you go before us in battle, and you have given us the victory. We praise you in the name of, pray that this message, I pray that the words I speak may be of great encouragement to the saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness. Woo! And her salvation like a torch that is burning. Is God's message going forth like a torch, is it? Yes, it is. The world is coming to hear there is victory in Christ. There is hope today and every day. You know, it is a joy to be in Christ, to know, to be here out here at Spanish Peaks. I appreciate the saints who take the tremendous effort to put this on, the family camps. It has been a blessing to my personal life. It has helped me to value what God has given me. Helped me to realize there's no other hope in this world. This is it, guys. This is it. We are the people, and the time is now to ring the message out. Let us not be distracted by what the dazzling light show that the world puts on every single day, hypnotizing us and our children and our friends and our family. The world is being held in as captives. The salvation in the Old Testament, as we read, is a deliverance from a physical enemy. But in the new covenant, we see that it's a deliverance of our individual soul. How important is your soul? Is it, Tim, is it important, your soul? Yes, it is. What price would you give for your individual soul? What price would you pay? It's priceless. Each and every single one of our souls is priceless. See, what profit is it if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? Men, we got to stop playing games. We are the resurrected army. We're empowered. We've been blessed with everything for life and godliness. There is nothing we lack. We all need to put the right perspective on things as we go through this life. Our King is reigning, and we are seated with Him. Amen? When we look at the world from heaven's perspective, from the Word of God, there is victory. We can smile at whatever comes our way. We need to put the perspective on what's important and what's not important. Today, I've been asked by Brother Jay the importance of literature in the first century and now. You know, literature. That is something that has been I've been passionate about for many, many years. The truth that was given to me by God's grace, I don't deserve it, but the Lord brought that truth into my life. I appreciate brethren like Brother Jay Wilson and Steve Doty and others, you know, who have crossed thousands of miles and come to upstate New York, the Catskill Mountains. You know, over there hearing that message of victory. Wow! Wow, that when I first heard that, it's like, that's what I need. That's what I've been searching for. Praise God, someone came. Someone brought that message. Thank you, Lord. Coming out here, meeting Scott Schweitzer and other men, and sitting with them and studying the scriptures and explaining those things in more detail. Wow, and introducing me to the study booklets. Hey, you need to study these things out for yourself. Look at it from the scripture. Get your mind in the Word. I was like 22 years of age, and you know, I wanted to do something for the Lord. What's really, really important, guys? What's really, really important? I'm asking you guys, what's really, really important today? The only thing important to the Lord is helping us and each and every other person get to the right place in eternity. Isn't that right? The right place in eternity. Our spouse, helping our spouse to get to the right place in eternity. The salvation is to be a torch that is burning. Burning. In the first century, the Christians did the job. They did it. That's what Colossians says. Turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. It says, "We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven." Woo-hoo! That's something to be excited about. We have hope. We have a living hope, guys. The hope that the world gives is dead. It's dead. "Of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you just as it is all the world. Also, it is also constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also, since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth." Paul told those in Colossae that the gospel has gone forth to the known world, right? Got a spear here. You know, pretty cool. You know, what's this for? I didn't do it. I didn't make this. You know, God wants us to make a mark in this world. Not just get along, just get by with the bare minimum. survive, go through the rat race of everyday life, but really make a mark. You know, Scott, it's coming your way, Scott. Right? We want to make a mark. We have His Spirit. We have the completed Word of God. We have the mind of Christ, guys. This is exciting. We have the infinite Creator God. He's revealed His marvelous plan to us. And every day we are blessed to be able to read it and examine what our purpose is. God wants us to make a mark and not just get along. It's through His Spirit that this is all possible. We are able. We're not a bunch of grasshoppers. We're mighty men. Overwhelming conquerors. Amen? That's right. Yes, we are. I like this. I need to get one of these places in India. This is cool. Right, God's history books never have gotten lost or faded away. It's been there. Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Okay. Ooh-wee. This is fun. Colossians chapter 4, verse 7 through 9. As to all my affairs, Tychicus. This is a great guy, Tychicus. You know? Been trying to convince my wife, hey, if we have another son, Tychicus. And she's like, what? Tychicus. Our beloved brother and faithful servant and fellow bondservant in the Lord will bring you information. Tychicus is a great guy. For I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know that our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, another great guy, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother who is one of your number, they will inform you about the whole situation here. Onesimus, who is he? Rich guy, left like Jeff Bezos. He just went up, you know, got in a ship and woo! Woohoo! This is great. I'm up there, you know, with a whole bunch of Onesimus, who was he? God says he is faithful and beloved. He's not useless. He's a slave, a runaway slave, and his name is written in the book. Is that what's important? Isn't that what's really, really important, guys? Having our name written in the book of life? Go to verse 9. Let's go down. Yeah, we read that. And we can also read verse 10 of Colossians 4, verse 10, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends you his greetings, and also Barnabas, his cousin Mark, and also whom you received instructions. Right? These guys, Onesimus, he ran away, traveled over 1,500 miles to see Paul. Right? But he is useful to the kingdom. A slave! Sometimes we think we're useless, don't we? Like, oh, I'm not necessary. I'm just a little old me. I can't do anything. But God can use each and every single one of us today and every day. He used Onesimus, Tychicus. He can also use you. Don't get distracted by the media that puts guys like Fauci and Gates and Stalin and Lenin and, you know, all these guys out there who did, you know, horrible things, but they're not their backdrop. We're the stars. We're the stars of this show. We're the stars, the centerpiece of what's happening in this world. Get some water here. Sorry about that. Whew, the wind is picking up. Yeah. So, the world wants to distract us. You know, it's the guys with big money. They're the influencers. But no, it's those who are empowered by His Spirit. They are the world changers. You know, the prisons in Rome, they were horrible places. Tychicus, this guy, he's staying with Paul, right? What a great encouragement. Staying with Paul so he can take the message to Ephesus and Colossae and to the Laodiceans and et cetera, throughout the, you know, the Roman Empire. You know, he's hanging out. He's going through a tough time. It's hard. You know, he could be doing his own thing. And someone else will take care of Paul. Is that how Tychicus thinks of himself? No, he made himself available to be used by God. What do you need? I'm here at your service, my Lord. Isn't that what worship is? Every day, spiritually taking, you know, spiritually taking a carcass and putting on the spiritual altar and say, here, Lord, here I am. Use my eyes, use my hands, use my feet. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do today? Open the doors, open the hearts of people that I may talk to. Isn't that what worship is? We know it. How are we doing? That's the question I ask myself every day. How am I doing? I can preach about it. It's easy. You know, you can train a parrot to preach. You know? But the main thing is living it. How are we living it? Are we living it? Walking in the Spirit every single day. How's our relationship with our spouse? With our children? What are we looking at every day? What are we listening to? You know, the average person, I heard Luke preach on it, average person by the age of 21 spends 10,000 hours playing. Is that correct, Luke? 10,000 hours? Wow! With that amount of time, you can spend memorizing the New Testament. You know how much work a young, you know, guy who's 14, 15, 18 years old, you know what you guys can do for the kingdom? All that energy. Wow. Wish I can siphon some of that. You know, I'll take it. Give it to me. Juice me up. Let's go. There's work to be done. Souls that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And we are the people. We're not the playground. It's not a playground. It's a battleground. My brother Jeff has always encouraged me. It's a battleground out there. We are the people. See, Tychicus made himself available. Did he have a Bible college degree? No Bible college degree. He just said, "Here I am. Use me." Right? See. He's the one bringing the food, whatever Paul needed. He's the backbone of getting the gospel to different places. These guys bringing the word to those that needed it. They needed that encouragement. The people in Colossae, do they need encouragement? Do they need that encouragement? Yes. How about people in China? Do they need encouragement? In the truth of God's Word. People who are searching for the one true God. How about people in Thailand? How about people in Africa? Rwanda or, you know, you name it. Swaziland. They need it. They're searching for the one true God. We have been given this wonderful gift. How about people in Kansas? Oklahoma? Texas? Arizona? New Mexico, North Dakota, different parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, you name it, throughout, we have been given this great message. Woohoo! You guys are it. You know, God's like, tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. You're it. Go, go, go with the message. Go, tag, tag, woohoo! Another guy, right? Go for it. Go for it. Take the message. Take it to the lost. Take that message. The world is lost. And we're the people. See, Tychicus is receiving gifts from other congregations so that he can meet the needs of Paul. In 2 Timothy, turn with me quickly to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Oh, the wind. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Stay right there. Let's see. I'll put this. Second Timothy 4, verse 9. Make every effort to come to me soon. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia. Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you. For he is useful to me for service. But Tychicus I've sent to Ephesus. When you come back, bring the cloak which I left at Troas, which with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchments. Especially the parchments. See, these guys are running. They're like those, I think of it as those, you know, those guys who, you need a heart transplant. You know, you got their, they get this heart, you know, a new heart. Somebody died and they donated their heart and they come pick up that box and they run. Maybe it's from New York to, you know, Arizona or wherever, and they're getting it on a plane and they're, you know, as fast as they can, getting it to those who need it. And these guys are getting that message across, you know. You know, imagine like this, you know, we got a message right here, you know, he's writing it down. It's all right, this is Paul, I'm in jail, I can't go anywhere. So here's the parchment. Here, guys, this is the life-giving message. Here, I need one of you guys to come over here. Here, I'm going to bring you here. The message, and you're going to run across, and you're going to go deliver it. You know, get the message across. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anyone discourage you. Get the message across. Yes. Great. Good job. Corey, good job. Excellent work. My beloved, that's Corey, right? Doing the work of the Lord. Getting that message. That's what these guys were doing. They were running. They were risking their lives to get that message across throughout Asia and throughout the Roman Empire and elsewhere, throughout the known world. Whew. Okay. See, traveling back and forth. Wow. To encourage the congregations, to help encouraging them to remain faithful. Don't give up your crown. Right? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whatever we have to go through. The reward is greater. The reward is greater than anything we have to go through in this world, guys. Whatever we have. Paul understood that. Everything in this life was light and momentary. Mosquito bites. Anybody get mosquito bites around? You guys get mosquito bites here? Yeah. Yeah, a lot of mosquito bites. That's whatever we go through in this life does not come in any way light and momentary to the eternal glory that awaits us. The reward, right? Remain faithful until death and you will receive the crown. What, Jim?
Life.
Of life. The crown of life. Is it worth it? Yes, it is. So is every other person's soul out there. We want to help more and more others to get to heaven. Go with me to Revelation 20, verse 12. Revelation 20, 12. Can I get another bottle of water, please? 20, 12. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Another Tychicus right there in training. 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, the great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. The book of life. You know, is your name written in the book of life? What do you want to have written that in that book about you? You know, we had some Mark and Luke and Matt Hartford and all those guys in Virginia, they pray. Preached a fantastic message, great lessons. These lessons encourage, motivate me to keep staying in India keep serving those in Asia. It fires me up. It's like rocket fuel. Woohoo! Fires me up, guys. You keep preaching. You be faithful. You keep pounding away. And it encourages my family to keep doing what we need to do for the kingdom. See, what is going to be written about us in the book of life? What life-giving, urgent message of the Lord are you sharing with the world around you today? What are you bringing? I know we can talk about politics and sports, the NBA finals, and blah, 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 blah. Hunting, fishing, that's all good, fine and dandy. Yeah, you can start the conversation, but bring it towards the gospel. Bring it to the life-giving, urgent message. Deliver the message like Tychicus. Take it home. Follow through. Let's stop playing games. Time is ticking. Every day counts. See, it's the reward is greater. Follow through. You have been redeemed for a purpose to follow in His steps. 1 Peter 2:21. See, it doesn't matter if no one remembers you on this earth, guys. It doesn't really matter. But what is important is having your name written in the book of life. Is your name going to be written? Remain faithful. Everything else, all the toys we collect on this earth, does not matter. It stays here. It's recycled. Our God is the greatest eco-friendly. He's eco-friendly, you know, he just recycles things. He takes your stuff and gives it to another guy after you're 6 feet under. Right? Yeah. You start playing. It's a greenhouse. This earth is a greenhouse, a threshing floor. He wants a remnant to separate. It's all about separating the wheat and the chaff. He wants to know who is his, who will follow through. Not be distracted by all the stuff in this world. See, everything else does not matter. It doesn't matter. The first century church died out because they didn't follow through. They didn't pass on that baton of faith to the next generation, the generations after. But that's not going to happen to us. We're going to follow through. Right, guys? Amen? Amen. See, the known world, the scripture says, they heard the word, but they didn't follow through. See, they heard, but they didn't keep it going. Keep it going. Pass the baton to their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Like it says in Deuteronomy 4 and Deuteronomy 6. Pass it on. That's what God wants. Fathers, we're giving our children a stepping stone by our great faith. Grandfathers, that's what you're doing. Giving your kids and your grandkids by what you do today. Not tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to make the right decisions. Get rid of the garbage. Right? Time has come to accomplish the same thing. We all know, right? We all know that time is short. Do you feel time is short? Yeah? Yeah, I feel like time is very short. You know, I use just this illustration, throw this at water down, right? I've used this illustration several times. Let's stick this over here. The tape measure, right? The black spot, you see the black spot, guys? You young guys back there, you see the little black spot right here, black tape? That's it, that's our life, 60 or 70. Might drop dead today. Might not be COVID, it might be a heart attack. It might be just going hiking. You know, bear, there you go, that's your life, end of story, game over, you know, that's it, you know, you might be 20, oh, I'm invincible, you know, that's it, there you go, you're done. See, what's after that? Come on. All right, what's after that, guys? What's our time? What's after this? Eternity, yes, it's eternity, eternity. What should be on our mind constantly? What should be on our mind? All right, can you guys see this? Yeah. what should be on our mind. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. This is eternity. Time is ticking, and we are the people. Let's put the priorities on what's really important. Time is short. Can you bring that in for me? Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Great father-in-law. Everybody should have a father-in-law like that, right? See, time is short. In 1827, Walter Scott, first time, preached in Lisbon, Ohio, Acts 2:38. Woo-hoo! Yeah! We got some guys from Lisbon here, right, in that area, Youngstown. The means of salvation to spread. It spread like wildfire, right? Did they have the whole message? No, they didn't. See, it's up to us to take the torch of salvation to our generation. See, we need to ring out that message, the importance of the indwelling Holy Spirit. I've traveled thousands of miles throughout the United States and throughout Asia, Cambodia, Thailand, Singapore, you name it, all over the place and nowhere. I'm listening. I'm eagerly waiting to somebody. Sure, you're empowered with the Holy Spirit. You have the victory. Nope. You don't hear it. They need to hear it. That's right. They need to hear that message that we worship in spirit and in truth. Is that important, the stuff that Jay has written? Is that good stuff? Is it scriptural? Is it scriptural stuff? You can keep that. No problem, brother. Is that important, the God's plan of salvation? Is it important, guys? I'm talking to you guys. I need some feedback. Is it good? Is it good stuff? Yeah. You know, I didn't have the booklets with me. So what do? Is it just for us? Oh, wow, this is good. Let me just devour this. This is all for me. Oh, wow, I'm an overcomer. I'm a new creation man. Oh, this is great. No, it's supposed to be shared with the world. Get it out there. Ring the message out. Right? That's what we've been given. The baton has been handed to us. Each one of us, we've been given this wonderful message. This hope that is scriptural. It's from the Word. See, we live in a world full of confusion. I live in a land of, there's 1.9 billion Muslims, 1.2 billion Hindus, 500 million Buddhists, 500 million atheists, over 1.3 billion Catholics, and over 45,000 denominations. Massive confusion. Massive confusion. Where are these people going, guys? Where are they going? If we don't get out of our lazy boys and get out there and move our 2 feet that God has given and open the mouth that God has given, where are these people going to go? Where will they go? In the abyss, in the darkness, in the fire that cannot be quenched. The scripture doesn't say we're saved and that's it. Once saved, always saved. Woo-hoo! I'm saved. No, it's being saved. Acts 2. Right? We need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We need to press forward. See, everyone out there, the denominational in the world out there, they're looking for a niche in the share in the religious market. You're scared of hell? The Seventh-day Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses? No problem. We'll take care of that problem for you. You cease to exist. Is that what the scripture says? No. That's not what Jesus says. The worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Luke 16:19 through 31 talks about the rich man and Lazarus very clearly. Just invite Jesus into your heart. Jesus, if they invite Jesus into their heart, where will they go? You know, say the sinner's prayer. The world is confusing the multitudes. We need to open our mouth, be friendly, love souls above everything else other than all the toys. Use your toys to win souls. Use the stuff. That's not the sinner's prayer. They invite Jesus into your heart and all that stuff, mumbo jumbo. It's not in the scripture. It's not defined in the scripture that way. Acts 2:38. And throughout the book of Acts, we clearly see what we need to do for salvation. The scripture is clear. You follow the Lord on His terms, or you go to hell. There's only two choices, life and death. You live or die based on doctrine. My doctrine? No. Jay's doctrine? No. It's scripture, what Jesus says. What Jesus said, that's what's really important. The stuff that Jay has put together by God's grace, it's been wonderful, wonderful blessing to the work in Asia. We've translated those into about 12 languages. It's been a blessing. Is that important to the people in Laos? People in Thailand? People in Nepal? Was it good for you? Or is it just for us only? You know, should we just, okay, God's plan is good, but the Holy Spirit booklet, the Holy Spirit study is no good. I don't need that. Okay, what? Let's see. What should we do with it? If it's good for us, then it's good for everybody else out there. It's a great resource, defining the terms. The literature is going forth throughout the world. See, we live or die based on doctrine. The false teachers of this world appeal to the flesh, sensuality. They want focus on the physical. The scripture is always encouraging us, calls us to holy life. Crucify the flesh. The old man, put it aside. Ephesians 4:23-24. You know, the scripture is straightforward. It's words of light that pierce the darkness, destroys the lies. We need to get more and more of God's word out there. Use Facebook, use WhatsApp, use Twitter, use whatever means you have. We have used Facebook a lot. I think some of you are friends, and we just boom! It's like shooting missiles every day. Boom, 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 boom. You know, firing away. I don't care if people don't like me. I have no care in the world about that. It's what King Jesus thinks of me. It's what King Jesus thinks. See, use your business, use whatever means to save some. Get the truth out before the doors close in. The windows stay open for a short time. Use your contacts, use your friendships. Get the truth out. See. So, the translations, it's impacting the lives. Over 20 years we've been working, you know, my wife and I working on throughout Asia, getting these things translated. It's making a huge impact with the translators and the people that they have in contact with. In Sri Lanka, in Malaysia, in Thailand, you know, in Buddhist-controlled Laos. India, controlled by BJP, the Hindu party. Anti-conversion laws. We have zero rights. You guys have rights here. At least you can move around. You know, praise be to God Almighty for that. Use the freedom you have today. Do not worry about tomorrow. Let God take care of tomorrow. You move forward today. See, the false teachers and the mass media wants to hypnotize and paralyze us in fear, so we do not move forward. See, in today's society, what you feel is more important than what the Word of God says, right? The Disney, for example, says, hey, follow your heart. Do what your heart says. Is that what the Scripture says? We need to help people. Be bold and courageous. It's like Joshua prayed, you know, Lord, be bold. Lord, encourage Joshua. Be bold and courageous. Jeremiah 17 says, the heart is deceitful above all things. I, the Lord, search the heart and rewards a man according to his conduct. You know, so often people say, hey, I feel like I'm saved. No, let's look at the scripture. Let's look at what God says. Let's take your story of how you were saved. Let's put it with God's word. You know, let's put it with God's word. It's not about feelings. It's about His word. You know, some of the things that Jay has written, we've memorized there in India. Memorized the systematic series, how he studies. So we're studying with people and there's only Bible in our hand. So some of the brethren, they're just flipping to the page. Okay, let's go to Jericho. Now let's go to Nineveh. Now we're going to talk about evolution. And it's like, how do you do that? You just have the Bible in your hand. Yeah, it's Scripture. It's just Scripture. You look it up. Look up in your Catholic Bible. We can use that. We'll use whatever you have. Let's use the Scriptures. The Word is going forth, helping people. We need to help people to define the terms according to God's, what God says. In John chapter 12, verse 48, John 12:48, it says, the Word of God will judge you on the last day. The Word of God, it is not your feelings. It's not what you saw yesterday, your visions. It's the Word that will judge us on the last day. See, not your feelings. See, throughout history we can see God's people becoming complacent and lukewarm, and they died out. Let that not happen to us, brethren. We need to be fired up. Get in the Word. Not just at Spanish Peaks. Throughout the week, plug it in. Not the music of the world. Fill your mind with the Word and the preaching of God's Word. Songs of praise in your home. Sing praises to the Lord. Rejoicing through difficulty. When we have difficulties in our home, you know, I call, Dad doesn't know what to do right now about the situation we're going through as a family. Let's put a family huddle. Come together. Isaiah, Hadassah, Anastasia, come on. Mom, we're going to family huddle. We're going to pray. We're going to go. We're going to seek the Lord as Jehoshaphat did and Hezekiah did. Those stories are for us to strengthen our faith and our family. God hears our prayers. Our sins have been removed. See, prayer power. Our kids see that. And that we are setting the stage for their future by what we do today. See, there has to be an unquenchable fire for the house of God. So many people say, Benoy, you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out in India. You need to take it down a couple of notches. Take it down, bro. Take it down. You know, relax. No, fired up. This is great. This is the message. You gotta be in the Word. See, you gotta be in the Word. In order for the gospel to move forward, we have to have that fire burning within us every single day, putting more of the fuel, more of God's Word in us. Appreciate all of you guys who helped me with that. Powerful messages that you bring forth. In closing up, I'd like to share a story of a Japanese soldier. His name is Hiro Honda. This guy fought in World War II. 30 years after it ended, he kept on fighting. World War II ended and he was still fighting the war on Lubang Island in the Philippines. His orders were, he had strict orders to never, ever, ever surrender or to commit suicide. Mr. Hiro Honda and three of his men hid in the mountains. From their hideout, they would continue their attack against the people of the land for the next 30 years. He never got the memo. The war ended. He just kept on fighting. He wouldn't believe the reports that Japan had surrendered in September 1945. He kept fighting an imaginary war, even after all his fellow soldiers died. In Hebrews 9, verse 23, it says that Scripture says Jesus ascended to His throne in heaven, offered up spiritual blood in a spiritual temple, and kicked Satan out because he dirtied up heaven with sin. Right? Through His ascension, He cleansed heaven. Praise be to God. And in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 through 9, the great dragon, as we've heard yesterday, brother did a great job, Satan, Lucifer, is kicked out of heaven by the offering of the spiritual blood by our King Jesus. The perfect sacrifice. See. In Psalms chapter 2, turn with me if you're there. Psalms chapter 2, as we finish up. Ooh. Psalms chapter 2. Why are the nations in uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? Is that happening today? Is that happening today, guys? Yes, it is. It's happening today and throughout history. The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. Let's see what's the response from our king. He who sits in the heavens, what does he do? He laughs. He laughs. The Lord scoffs at them, and He will speak to them in His anger and terrify them in His fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. He who sits in the heavens laughs. Our king is on His throne. Let us not be distracted by what's happening around us in this world. We're all participating in this battle that has already been won. The battle has been won. We're the victors. Not victims. We're the victors. We have won the battle. It has been fought. Our king is on His throne. See, that is great news. The world out there is working to get in our heads every single day. If He can get in your head, He can control you. It's like a video game. Control you. Be careful what you feed yourself every day. Be careful. Be aware of what your kids are eating, spiritually speaking. What they're listening to. Help them out. As a dad, be aware who their friends are. How much time they spend in the things of this world. Fight for them. Fight for a relationship with them. So to show Christ. See, we have the ultimate Under Armour. You know, we have the ultimate Under Armour. See, more powerful than adamantium. Greater than, we have the one who is greater than Thanos in us. See, it's Christ. Christ dwells in us, the star breather, the planet maker, the creator of all existence lives in you. Colossians and Ephesians over and over, the Word of God like a hammer pounding into our thick skulls. I am with you. I am with you. You have the hope. You have a living hope. Move forward. Let us not let the world distract and deceive us, but let's take His word to the world around us today and every day until our last breath. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.